Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, man. Down the rabbit hole we go. There's some great texts, and we're going to get to them. Austin, if you would, we'll read them. But so this is where we were talking. One of the textures, I'll read one because it kind of sets the table. It says, sad thing is, DP, a lot of people don't know who what the Jamie Lee Curtis conversation is about. So I'm just going to say the name of the movie, and thank you, Crowbait, the movie was called Perfect. Mm. And it's Jamie Lee Curtis. So if you just go to YouTube and type in Perfect, Jamie Lee Curtis, there's a scene that pops up immediately of her in a pink leotard leading an aerobics class. Now, if you want to remember, this aerobic stuff was new back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of the thing. And so there's this. And it had two competitors, maybe three. Three competitors. One was Charlie's Angels.
Self-explanatory.
Right? Those posters were all over bedrooms in America. Whether you had Farrah's golden unitard, you know, one piece with the feathered hair, or whether you had all three. Whether you had all three angels on it. It was in your bedroom. Like, that's just what it was. The other would be that Olivia Newton-John, young Olivia Newton-John, had the song Physical. Mm-hmm. And the video. Now, this was young Olivia. And Olivia was fire. But in the video, it's just her and kind of the Jamie Lee Curtis one-piece unitard, right? She's just exercising. And then the fourth, there's a movie called Flashdance. And when I said the name to Austin, it took him a minute to come to terms with who I was talking about. Because there's the scene, and it's iconic, the scene of her. There's three really great scenes. Four. This movie's really, it's much better than it gets credit for. But there's a scene of her dancing at the nightclub, and she's on this chair, and they drop water on her from the ceiling. And she's just laying on the chair, and the water just splashes. There's another scene where they introduce breakdancing to Jennifer Beals, and she's walking through a neighborhood, and these little kids are breakdancing, and they actually showed, and it was pretty cool that was there. Then there's the audition scene at the end of the movie, which is, again, iconic because it's her kind of a buzzkill that we find out after the movie was made and became a hit that it wasn't her dancing. Right, but not that we really care.
Right.
We don't care. Yeah. Like, we didn't care. But there's a scene of her with her rich savant boyfriend. And they're having dinner, and she's got on kind of a tux. And she meets his ex-wife. And it's called the lobster scene. So a young Jennifer Beals. So the early 80s had some real highlight moments. So, Austin, I'm here to educate.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, Dan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dan Swanson, you're absolutely. It's fantastic. So, but some of these texts. Austin, pick some and let's read some.
Okay, let's see. 8520 followed up.
said, I'm not talking about just the Olympics. I'm talking about the WNBA and growing that. David Stern saw a huge opportunity to grow the NBA internationally with that 92 Dream Team. They marketed the heck out of it. If Reese and Clark buzz ultimately dies out, you missed an opportunity.
But that's saying that it's a fad rather than the movement. Don't be afraid. Like, don't be afraid. If it's good, if it's everything that everybody's saying that it is, it won't go away. Like, there's a time for all of it. They said this thing about UFC. They said it about WWE. They said it about, like, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a fad goes away. If Caitlin Clark is everything that they say, if the game, if the changing, if 92,000 people aren't wrong, you telling me that Nebraska volleyball is a fad, or are you telling me that it's legitimate?
Legit.
Right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, from the text, yeah, you know, said that, well, it's not that big a deal. Well, but people said that everywhere else about volleyball, about women's college volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big deal. It's just women's volleyball. Is it? Because it just it helped grow a league and then another league and then make stars out of those players and inspire generations, which is what the Caitlin Clark move is really about, is inspiring young people to have another avenue, another way of living, right? Having another hero, having another icon to dream of and think, you know, I want to be like that. The song, that's why I Want to Be Like Mike was a song.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't seen it before.
No.
And there were people like Bobby Thompson, Indiana.
Bob Knight.
Bob Knight, who said, I'm not sure what to do with that. But there were people that did know. Mm-hmm. And the greatest defender, the person who did more at stopping Michael Jordan than anybody on the planet, was Dean Smith, his coach. Like, you held that dude to double figures, the low double figures, man. Goodness gracious, bro. Go. Mount Rushmore coach held it down.
Yeah.
It's not a fad. It's not a fad. And I'm on shows all over the country. So before I get here, I sitting in the back, I'm doing shows around the country. So taking a real temperature in the room, what I can tell you is...
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A lot of things that are quiet here aren't quiet other places, and there are things that are loud here that other places don't know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the country didn't know about Nebraska volleyball until this year. Mm-hmm. Hate to tell you, they didn't know. And the rest of the country, like Nebraska doesn't always know its place in things, which is fine, which is fine. But this is not a fad. Nebraska athletics is not a fad. It has it's meat and potatoes. It's substance. It's not popcorn. Caitlin Clark isn't popcorn.
No.
It's middle of the country meat and potatoes. It's substantial. It's nutritional. It has long value. Cool. But you don't rush corn, man. You don't rush your product. Let it grow. The beauty of what's happening in women's sports is that it's been organic. It doesn't have to be created and stirred up in a lab. No, because there's some really good stories. UFC, never going to have women fighters. Yeah, until you have them headlining. You're like, oh, wow. Boy, that was, whoever said that.
Pissed Amanda Nunes off.
Right, like, whoa, really? Like, now we're talking about it. So, allow it. I'm old enough to remember Flo Hyman and Debbie Green in volleyball. I'm old enough to remember Ann Donovan and Ingness and Nancy Lieberman and Ann Meyer and Carol Blazejowski. Like, this isn't new. It's not a fad. It's time. It's time.
8642. I wasn't outraged, but also didn't quite understand. Stop having nuance. Tune in to 93.7 The Ticket for your explainers. Dalton, what are your opinions on skateboarding being in the Paris Olympics?
Here's the thing. Skateboarding has more world tentacle than we know.
Mm-hmm.
We know it based on our environment. And how many, I'll ask you, being a local, how many local full skateboarding parks are there in Lincoln?
None that I know of. I know there are some city parks that have a little bit of a skate park, but I don't know if there's a dedicated space for it.
So its place here is different than in Texas, California, Florida, New York. Entirely different. Doesn't mean that it's less than, but if you tell me that it has worldwide reach.
You got the Bay, which is pretty close to us here, and that's okay. It.
So it has to have world reach and world access for it to be an Olympic sport. Like, that's the basis for it. And Jamaican bobsled team was a thing because it went outside of the norm for that space. Like, how do you train for it equally? And not all things are made equal, because runners from Kenya, look, those are the flatland and the heat and humidity
and elevation.
Hey, man. Hey, baseball players in Florida and California have a greater advantage than baseball players in the middle of the country, just from a weather standpoint, and the number of fields and the amount of competition and the size of the states they live in and the quality of athletes that they have, that they produce because of all the other previous things. That's just the way it works. That's why skill position players, where do you go? Go where there's more people. You go where there's more people. More people doing those skill player things. You're not looking in the middle of the country anymore for basketball players. That style of middle of the country basketball, that's why you know French Lick, Indiana. Tell me one other person from French Lick, Arizona, not named Bird. Yeah, that's kind of my point.
Now you got me curious.
Right? Like, now you got to look it up, right? You got to look it up. There are certain towns that create the metro, because it has more people, has more opportunities, because there's more athletes competing in more sports, giving greater competition.
Jerry Reynolds.
Good heavens, man. Good heavens, man. Oh, good heavens, man. Like, I mean, but that's really the thing.
The conversation. Right there,
like,
yeah.
That's the thing. That sometimes when you find somebody to represent you, you get on board. Caitlin represents the core of America. There are a lot of families that have a daughter who can look at Caitlin Clark and go, I can see myself in her, which is what anybody, and I would be an absolute hypocrite to say that it's bad for American young girls to see Caitlin Clark and want to be like her, because all I preach is you have to see it to be it. But that accounts for everybody.
Yeah.
Because there are people in this country who don't have somebody in front of them that looks like them having the success that we want to dream our kids will have. That's all we want. I want Caitlin Clark to have every bit of success that is coming her, because she's working her tail off to get it. And when she gets it, I'll stand and applaud. I can applaud now, because she'll be wearing a Fever jersey or a USA jersey. It's not Iowa.
Thank goodness.
Like, and I won't forget what I saw when she was with Iowa. But I can be impressed by her growth since she left that. Because sometimes you got to wash off the stink. And she's washing off the Iowa stink, and she's making herself a national hero. Bravo. In time, when it's her time, whether it's her, Angel Reese, Paige Burkers, J.J. Watkins, Juju Watkins, whoever, whatever's next, I'm all for for that very reason.
I think Iowa fans are just sad because they wanted to see her finally get a championship.
Whoops. Whoops. We'll go to break on that one. Ice with Austin with the dagger.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.